Welcome to this week's edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Again, with us here in the studio at WYPR is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. And Hector, you've recently done a pulse check. Explain what that is and give us a few insight.
Well, TCHS, we did a national survey last summer of employers and consumers. This is just a short version of that, just to, again, double back and check in with businesses on where they stand.
Now, there are some positives and a couple of negatives. What are the positives?
Employers are significantly more informed about their company's options for offering health insurance than they were last year. From last year's 37%, it went all the way up to 69% that are very informed about their options for healthcare.
Okay.
Another would be more employers think their numbers of employees will increase due to the ACA. 28% felt that their number of employees would grow, while only 15% felt they would decrease.
Now, that's a bit of a reversal from what others expected.
Absolutely. And so we are seeing this kind of mix as the doom and gloom is not taking place. Businesses are just going about their day-to-day business.
Okay.
And then finally, despite concerns that the ACA would cause companies to eliminate dependent coverage, it appears there may be very little net effect on dependent coverage. Again, the ACA only requires that employers cover their employees, not their families or dependents. But what we saw in the survey is that there's not very much effect at all.
Right. Well, and there were a couple of less positive aspects to the pulse check. What were a couple of those?
Well, employers are looking for ways to avoid falling under the ACA mandate, which is, not a positive. Nearly a quarter of U.S. businesses are researching reductions in employees or full-time employees in preparation for implementation of the ACA, and 15% are calculating the cost of the tax penalty versus the cost of complying. In other words, paying the tax penalty versus providing health coverage.
Hector, it's probably worth reminding our listeners that the ACA is really relevant only for employers with 50 or more employees.
Absolutely. And for next year, for January of 2015, employers with 100 employees or more will have to provide coverage to those employees, to those full-time employees. And as you pointed out, Greg, employers with less than 50 employees will never have to comply with the Affordable Care Act and have to provide coverage for their employees.
Great. Let's just focus for a second on the small businesses. You said that the small businesses really, there needs to be work there. They could be better informed about what the ACA means for them.
Yes. So employers with less than 50 employees, again, they don't have to provide coverage, but if they want to, they can get it in the Small Business Health Options Program. It's like an exchange for businesses. Although 8 in 10 companies are aware of the SHOP, only 6 in 10 businesses with fewer than 50 employees are aware of the SHOP. That's a problem because they're the only ones who are eligible to use it, and they're not aware of it.
Right. Well, great stuff as always, and valuable insights, a wealth of information on the website at transamericainstitute.org, and click on the Health Center there where folks can access the insights and the information they need. Well, that's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.